Well, the federal government says that as well as opening up opportunities for Australian farmers, the free trade deal with Indonesia will create investment opportunities for our higher educational institutions. The Trade Minister says some universities and vocational training bodies will be able to set up shop in Indonesia and that this will bolster one of our top-performing service exports. Catherine Gregory has more.
Australia's higher education sector is considered one of our best-performing service exports, and the federal government says it'll be further bolstered by the free trade deal with Indonesia. That's because some higher educational institutions will be able to invest in campuses there. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham.
Indonesia is really focused on upskilling their population to help fuel and drive that economic growth, and we want to see and support that growth and development in Indonesia. And so the opportunity for Australian vocational education providers and to be able to operate here in Indonesia, provide training services to businesses here.
But Phil Turtle, the national president of the Australia-Indonesia Business Council, says there's still a lot of detail to nut out.
Certainly historically it's been very difficult for Australian universities to establish campuses within Indonesia. There's been very low investment permissible, in fact probably zero investment permissible in bricks and mortar campuses here in Indonesia. But that has now been opened up to Australian providers with majority ownership of such facilities.
And so what does this mean then for Australian education providers?
Well, I guess, Australian education providers are already active in other parts of Asia. I guess it's a natural progression for Australian providers to establish a foothold in our very important near neighbour. Obviously, Indonesia is a very large population with vast educational needs for its people as it continues to develop and grow its economy. So, very significant opportunities for Australian providers.
Phil Turtle says the deal will also mean a freer flow of students moving from Indonesia to Australia and from Australia to Indonesia. But he also points out there have been some concerns from Indonesia about the education deal.
There's always some groups which see risk and danger in these things, but Indonesia is a vast country with a huge market, so I can't imagine Australian universities squeezing anybody out.
Dr. Avery Poole is a senior fellow with the Australia and New Zealand School of Government with a background in Indonesian foreign relations. She says any reluctance from Indonesia reflects a broader concern about free trade.
As we come up to an Indonesian election, there are some concerns about free trade in general as a principle and what it means for the Indonesian economy. And there's this sense of tension between a more protectionist view and free trade opportunities. So I think there will be certainly some concerns of this sense of wanting to make sure that the traditional providers of higher education in Indonesia are protected in terms of their market for students.
But Dr. Poole says there's also an appetite within Indonesia to bolster the quality of its higher education, and this deal could help. And she points out that Australia would do well from diversifying its higher education export markets.
We've seen Australian universities have a disproportionate dependence on Chinese students, and there are some concerns that as the relationship with China is a little more fraught than it was maybe a decade ago, that Australian universities can't guarantee the continued flow of students from China.
As part of the deal, the Australian government has also increased working and holiday visas for Indonesians from 1,000 to 4,100 a year.
Catherine Gregory reporting.